Hello.
This is a confirmation
call from Lee Bay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thanks for being connected with eBay Customer Support. How are we doing today?
Hello, who are you again? I received a phone call that you were going to debit my account. Who are you?
You're getting this call from eBay.
But I don't shop at eBay. Well, with who? I need more details.
Okay, so that is the thing, madam. If you don't shop from eBay, but it is showing in our server with your number, the purchase has been made for the items gift card.
I don't know what the item is. Could you please explain?
It's an iTunes gift card. It's an electronic gift card, madam. It's an iTunes gift card.
I'm sorry, what is it?
It's an electronics gift card.
No, I did not organize that.
Okay,
so
your number is, madam. Okay, your number is 0428-290-337. Is it your number?
Yes.
Yeah, so through
this
number.
But I did not order a gift.
Okay. Through this number, madam, it is showing the purchase has been made for that iTunes gift card. So if you did not make this purchase, then that means that this is a fraud purchase which has been made to your site.
I did not make a purchase.
I'm not telling you made this purchase. I'm telling you that this is a fraud purchase. Like someone is misusing your personal information, like your phone number, to create this fake eBay account. And through that fake eBay account, they are placing this kind of fraud purchases.
Could you please cancel that order?
Yeah, so for canceling that order, madam, what we need to do, we need to help you up to generate the cancellation ID. So through that cancellation ID, we can just help you up to cancel that order and cancel that charge for $299 which has been made. So you can just cancel it and provide you back your refund.
Yes, please do that.
Yeah. So right at the moment, madam, I do believe you're speaking to me with your mobile phone, right?
That's right.
Okay, so can you just put me on speaker with your mobile phone?
No.
Why?
I don't know how.
You don't know how to put me on speaker?
No.
And you do use your cell phone? Or apart from you, anyone else use your cell phone, madam?
No.
Sorry?
Nobody else uses my phone but me.
Okay, so do one thing. Right at the moment, what you can see in your cell phone, madam?
I can see this screen with numbers, but no face.
Okay, and you are using an iPhone or it's an Apple, it's an Android?
No, it's just an it's not an Apple.
It's an Android phone, like Samsung?
No, I can't think of the name, but look, please organize this. I did not organize anything. Please cancel.
Yeah, that is the thing. That is the thing, madam. We are trying to help you up to cancel it. So that's why I'm asking you. Is this an Android phone or it's an Apple iPhone? If you're not using
It's an Android.
Okay, that's correct. So you know how to open up your Play Store with your Android phone?
No.
Do you know
I am not very competent with my phone and I don't do anything unusual with it.
Sorry?
I don't know how to do that. I don't do things like that.
Okay, I understand that. So, it's because, madam, the purchase has been made, okay, and this is a fraud purchase. So, that's why what we need to do for cancelling this purchase, we need to help you have to generate the cancellation ID, okay? It's a one-time cancellation ID. We are going to help you have to generate it. So through that ID, we can just help you have to cancel that purchase and block that payment for $299 and provide you back your refund, all right?
So what are you going to do?
Yeah, so for that reason, madam, you need to use this cell phone, madam. So I can just help you have to generate that cancellation ID for canceling that purchase.
Yes. Give me a,
so
I have to have an ID. You tell me what it's to do.
You need to generate that ID. You don't have ID right at the moment. You need to generate it. So we can just help you have to generate it. All right. So that's why I'm telling you, like, I'm asking you, like, you know how to open up your Play Store, or you know how to open up your Google?
Google, like, on my computer, you mean?
Yeah.
I can't do Google on my, I cannot Google on my phone. I can Google on my computer.
Yeah, so you can just use your computer also. If you want to, so open up your Google with your computer.
I will just go to the computer and try and open it up. Just a moment.
All right. I'm holding this mic for you.
Hello?
Yes, madam.
Would you give me your phone number and I'll ring you back?
Okay, just write it down.
Pardon?
But you need to cancel this order right at the moment, madam. Because we cannot just hold that order for so long.
All right.
So you can just write it down.
What do you want me to open on the computer?
In your computer, you know how to open up your Google? Just open up your Google.
No.
Like you told me before that you know how to open up your Google in your computer.
I can open up the computer, but I don't know how to open up the Google. I can go on to, just a moment.
Okay. Can you just confirm me one thing, madam?
I can click on, oh, sorry, I can see Google. Just a moment.
Yeah.
Google is open. What do you want me to do next?
Now in the Google, you need to type in over there, madam. Type letter A, A for Apple.
In a capital or a small A?
In a small A, in a small A.
Yes.
Letter
all
A.
Right. A.
Then N.
Yes.
For November. N. N for November.
Yes.
Then Y. Y for yellow.
Yes.
Then D. D for doctor.
Sorry.
D. D for doctor. D for dog.
Oh, D for dog. All right. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, now it's disappeared. Oh, sorry.
No worries. Take your time.
Any A-N-Y-D.
Then type E, E for elephant, letter E.
Oh, look, it keeps disappearing. A-N-Y-D.
E for elephant. E for elephant.
Yes.
Then S, S for sugar, S.
Yes.
K, K for kilo, letter K.
It won't take it. I can only get A-N-Y-E.
No. It's A-N-Y-D-E-S-K, any desk. You need to type any desk.
It won't work. Nothing's working.
Okay, just try to type it once again, madam. Try to type it once again.
NEDESK.
NEDESK, yeah.
Yes.
NEDESK.com.
.com.
Yeah. .com. So this is
yes.
This is a cancellation ID website. So you need to search it. You need to hit the enter button from your keyboard. Hit the enter button from your keyboard.
No, look, I am not competent. I'm an elderly person and I don't use unusual things on the computer, so I cannot do it. Is there some other way that this can be fixed?
No, madam. This is the way to cancel it. This is the way to cancel that charge. And this is the way to provide you back your refund. And you are not doing any unusual things. You are just canceling that order which has not been placed from your side. You are just canceling that order which is a fraud. That's it.
Well, I don't know what to do.
That's why I'm telling you. That's why I'm guiding you up what you need to do. After typing that anydesk.com, you need to search it.
What do I search?
You need to search
the fast remote desktop application.
Yeah. Give a click on it. Give a click on that. Anydesk. The fast remote desktop application. Click on it. And after giving a click on it, madam, what you can see?
Access any device at any time from anywhere, always secure and fast.
Can you
download now?
Yes. Can you see there is a red color box which says download now?
Yes.
Give a click on download now.
Yes.
And after giving a click on download now, madam, have a good look into your screen. At the extreme left hand side, bottom down corner of your screen, can you see anything is downloading which says anydesk.exe?
No. Your remote desktop software for Windows, anydesk for Windows.
No. Hold on. Can you see at the bottom, at the extreme bottom, left hand side, can you see anything is written over there? Anydesk.exe?
No. Oh.
Okay.
Yes. Right at anydesk.exe. Yes.
Yeah, yes. Give a click on it. Give a click on that. Give a click on it. And after giving a click on it, madam, what you can see?
It's got my address, which isn't.
Yes.
8875895. That's not my address.
It's not your address, madam. This number is your cancellation ID number. As I told you before, we are going to help you up to generate the cancellation ID. So this is your cancellation ID. All right. This is not your address. Okay. So can you just confirm me that ID? Can you just confirm me that number?
Yes. 8875895.
It's 8875895, right?
Yes.
All right. And just have a good look, madam. Just beside that number, can you see there's a small lock sign over there? Can you see there's a small lock sign?
Small
lock sign. Just beside that number.
It says invite.
Invite. And just beside that invite, can you see there is a lock sign?
No.
There is a small lock sign or a purse sign. Can you see purse sign? Can you see invite, right? You
it's
can
all
see invite.
Connecting to a remote client.
No. You can see
look,
invite,
it is
right?
Not, I cannot do this.
Hold, Hold on, madam. Don't get frustrated, madam.
I don't know you. Look, I am very sorry, but I don't know you, and you're really causing me a lot of grief. So you must have to do something better. I cannot speak to you because I don't understand what you're talking about.
We are talking about the cancellation process, madam. You can see invite, right? And just beside that invite, what you can see?
A little handbag.
Can you see little handbag? I'm talking about that little handbag. That is a lock sign. So give a click on that little handbag.
And now it says set password.
Yes. Now I'm providing you the password. Okay? It's a cancellation password. I'm providing you that password. Can you see there is a password box over there? Password or confirm password. Can you see that password box?
I can see the word password, yes.
Yes. So you need to give a click on that password box.
Yes.
And type in over there, all in lower cases, type letter E, E for Edward, letter E.
Yes.
Then type letter B, B for Bob, letter B.
Yes.
Then type letter A, A for Apple, letter A.
Yes.
Then type letter Y, Y for yellow, letter Y.
Yes.
Then type number one, numeric one, okay? Number one, type number one.
Yes.
Then type number two.
Yep.
Then type number three.
Yes.
Then type number four.
Yes.
So have you typed EBAY 1234, right? And just below that, can you see confirm password box? Just below that, can you see confirm password? You can click on that confirm password box. And once again, type in over there, all in lower cases, type letter E. E for Edward.
Yep.
Then type letter B. B for Bob.
Yes.
Then A. A for Apple.
Yep.
Then Y. Y for yellow.
Yes.
Then type number one, numeric one. Number one.
Yep.
Then type number two.
Yep.
Type number three.
Yep.
Type number four. Have you done it?
Yes.
Yes. And now just look at the bottom. Can you see there is a red color box? Apply. Can you see at the bottom?
Yes.
Red color box.
Yes.
Give a click on that apply. Yeah, click on that apply. And after giving a click on apply, madam, what you can see?
Directive access always show incoming session requests only show incoming.
Yes.
Yep.
That's correct. You are doing good, madam. And just look over there. Can you see there is a third option which says never show incoming session request? Can you see that? Never show incoming session request.
Yes.
The third option.
Yes.
Select that one. Give a click on it. Select that one. Never show incoming session request.
Yes.
And now just hold on, madam. We are simply activating this ID for the cancellation purpose. So don't touch anywhere. Just hold on. So whenever you can see anything like at the top, can you see settings or security? Look at the top. At the extreme top, Can you see settings as security? Left hand side top corner.
Settings security.
Yes, settings slash security. Can you see
yes.
that? At the,
yes.
Yes. Yes. And just above that settings slash security, can you see the new session? Just above that, can you see new session? Just above that. Yeah, tell me.
There is a tick and
uh-huh.
something else. I don't know what the yes. other thing.
Just beside that tick, you can see a symbol, right? And just beside
yes.
that symbol, can you see it is written over there, settings slash security. Can you see that?
Yes.
And yes. And just above that settings slash security, can you see new session? Can you see any desk written over there?
New session is up on the top.
Yes, give a click on it. Give a click on that new session. Click on that new session. And after giving a click on that new session, madam, what you can see? Can you see, once again, you can see the numbers, right?
Yes.
Yes. And
now my address.
Yes, that's correct. That's correct. You are doing good. And just look over there, madam. Can you see there is an orange color box which says install any desk. Can you see that? Orange color box, install any desk?
No.
You can see there are four boxes over there. Can you see there
I
are four boxes?
I can see the numbers. I can see the
yes,
numbers
just,
like I've done that
yes,
before.
Just below that numbers, madam. Just below that numbers. You can see there are four boxes at the bottom. Can you see there are four boxes?
Yes.
Yes, the second box you can see install any desk. Can you see the second
yes.
box?
Yes.
Give a click on it. Yeah, that's correct. Give a click on it. Give a click on that box, install any desk. And now at the bottom, you will get to see accept and install. Give a click on accept and install at the bottom.
I don't know what I am installing.
This is a security, madam. You're installing a security to
but
block
I don't know who you are. I do not know you.
Hold on, madam. You are blocking those six persons from your side who are making this kind of fraud purchases. So now can you see there is an option which says yes. Can you see the option yes? Give a click on
yes.
Yeah, that's correct. And after giving a click on yes, madam, what you can see?
Would you like to install this device software?
Give a click on don't install. If you can see the option don't install, click on don't install. You will get to see install or don't install. Give a click on don't install. Have you done
I've
that?
I've done that. Yes.
All right. That's good. And now just do one thing. Come back to your, like, you know how to minimize it?
No.
You don't know how to minimize this page?
No, I don't.
Okay, I'm telling you what you need to do, madam. Can you see at the top, extreme top, right-hand side corner, can you see there are three signs over there? There's a cross sign, there's a box sign, and there's a minus sign. Can you see that minus sign?
Yes.
Give a click on that minus sign. That's correct. And now, once again, what you can see, if you can see that minus sign, once again, give a click on that minus sign.
Yes.
And now just hold on, madam.
Yes.
And now just hold on, madam. Do one thing. I do believe, madam, apart from you, anyone else use this like computer? You are the only user of this. You are the only user of this computer, right?
Yes.
So let me make you understand what is happening. See, the thing is that, madam, whenever you go online and visit any kind of websites, at that point of time, you know there are lots of unwanted links or apps comes up on your screen. Okay, so whenever you have clicked on that unwanted links or ads by mistakenly, at that point of time, your information gets compromised by those unknown fraudsters. All right, because these unwanted ads or links are coming from the foreign unknown IP addresses. All right, so that is the thing. Your information gets compromised, and that's why it is showing that the purchase has been made to your site with your details. All right. You're getting my point?
No, I don't know. Does it mean people can't use my machine now?
Sorry?
Does it mean people can't use my computer now?
No. The thing is that people are using your computer right at the moment. But we have provided the security right at the moment. So that's why they cannot just access your computer right now. Because we have provided the security and we are trying to block those people who are trying to misusing your computer from their side. All right?
Yep.
Yeah. So now just do one thing, madam. Can you just confirm me, what are the activities you do use in this computer, madam?
Why? What do I need it for?
Like, if you do any kind of any emails or any shopping, online shopping in this computer, that websites are not safe and secure right at the moment. All right.
All right.
So as
so what am I to do?
I'm telling you, madam, as because you can understand, madam, that this is a fraudulent activities going inside in your computer right at the moment. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to simply transfer this call to my anti-fraud department, okay? So my anti-fraud department will going to help you have to cancel each and everything and block each and everything from your side, all right? So just hold on. I'm simply transferring this call to my anti-fraud department, and they're going to help you have to cancel each and everything, all right? Just hold on.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for getting connected with the National Crime Agency. This is Peter Wilson. How are you doing today?
I don't believe what's going on. I do not understand what has been going on with me.
Okay. I'll make you explain to you. Right. Okay. I believe that you're having a word with the eBay department regarding some fraudulent activities. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you understand exactly that what is going on your personal details?
No.
Okay. Now, let me explain it to you that through your mobile number, there are lots of eBay, eBay account which has been registered. Somebody has creating some fake accounts in behalf of you, and they are registering yourself to the eBay account, and they are just trying to make some fraudulent charges without your any authorization. Now, that is the reason why you have got a confirmation call from the eBay, just to make sure that have you made any transfer that they have mentioned to you about $299 or $399 for purchasing any, gift cards or something like that. So you have told them that you are not the person who have authorized any of this transaction, correct?
That's right.
Now the question arrives here, if you haven't done this, then who is doing this in behalf of you? There might be somebody else who are using your information and your personal details for doing some sort of cyber fraud activities. All right. Now, that is the reason why your call has been connected to the National Crime Agency, that is us. Now, do you have got any idea about National Crime Agency?
No.
Now, we are the government employees. We work for government and we work under Australian Federal Bureau Investigation.
Now, we deal with all the fraudulent activities and all the fraudulent transactions, whatever is happening in whole over Australia. We deal with it. Okay? Now, as because through your personal details, there are several fraud activities which has been going on. That is the reason why your case has been registered to the National Crime Agency, and I'm the investigation of your case. I'm the investigation officer of your case. My name is Peter Bolson. You can make a note of it. Alright. Now, first of all, could you just tell me that how many people use this internet network in your place? Who is the main user?
I am the only user.
Okay. And apart from the computer, do you have got any other devices which is connected with the internet?
No.
This is the only device, right? Now, as I have scanned your internet history, I can see that there are several people from overseas countries are being connected with the same internet IP address of yours, and they are trying to compromise into your details. They are searching something wrong with your internet connection, which has been banned from the Australian government in the last 3 years ago. So according to the government, whatever the stuff they are doing the cyber fraud activities. Now, let me show you that so that it will gonna clear all of your doubts and you can able to understand it in a better way. Alright? Now, could you just tell me that what do you see on your computer screen at the moment?
The normal screen with all the information that I might want to use.
Okay. Now, on the left-hand side bottom corner of your screen, can you see somewhere a box which says type here to search with a magnifying glass somewhere on the left-hand side bottom?
Yes.
Yeah, now touch over there and type there C for Charlie, the letter C.
Where will I put that? Sorry.
You just touch on that where it says type here to search and touch there and type there C for Charlie.
Yes.
M for mother. And D for doctor. It should be CMD.
Yes.
Now look at the top. Can you see anything like command prompt, something like that on the top?
Yes.
Somewhere?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Give a click on that. Now what do you see?
It just says Microsoft Windows version users Ray.
Okay. Now this is the server box. You can see that this is your computer's brain, which belongs to the Microsoft Corporation. Now, here you can able to check your all the websites that you do for your, I'm going to show you what is the current network status of yours so that you can able to understand it in a better way, that apart from you, how many people have been established on your same internet IP address, and apart from you, how many people are using your network, alright? Now, yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell you. That's what I'm trying to show you. That apart from you, you know that nobody is using your network. But in reality, apart from you, there are people from overseas countries who are controlling the whole internet IP address. And they are misusing with your details. That's what I'm trying to show you. Now, over there, type N for November, the letter N. E for Echo, E. T for Tokyo. S for Sugar. T for Tokyo. Have you done that?
Yes.
Then A for Alpha.
Won't accept A.
Touch on that box first. Then T for Tokyo. It should be NETSTAT. NETSTAT.
Yes.
Have you done that?
Yes.
Okay, now press enter key from your keyboard and do let me know what do you see.
I'm sorry?
Press the enter key. Enter key. Yeah, press the enter key from your keyboard.
Yes.
Now what came up?
Active connections.
Mm-hmm. Now look at the left hand side. Can you see anything like it says local address?
Yes.
Okay. Now this is the local IP addresses which belongs to you. Whenever you went down to any website, search anything on the Google or browsing anything on the internet, these are the IP addresses belongs to you. And look at the right hand side top. Can you see anything like foreign address on the top?
No.
It should be on the top. Look at the top.
Oh, command prompt is on the top.
Like scroll it up, you're able to see that.
Oh, sorry, back to foreign address, yes.
Okay, now do you have got any idea about this foreign address?
No idea.
Okay, now let me tell you that these are the foreign IP addresses that I'm talking about, alright? These are the IP addresses which is coming from the overseas countries and they have been connected with the same internet IP address of yours, okay? Now, you see that just beside to that foreign address, it says state.
Yes.
Now, what does it say?
Established.
Okay. Now can you understand that these are the people who are coming from the overseas countries who are already been connected with your IP address and they are using your network. Now, before that, you didn't know that these are the people who have been connected with your network and misusing with your details. Now, that means till now, whatever the activities you have done on your whole internet connection, they have got all the information and they have got all the details of yours. All right?
My screen has now gone blank.
Yeah, it is from the server. The server will gonna activate the firewall security on your internet connection so that sometime it will gonna come up or sometime it will gonna disappear. It's from the server. Okay? Now we need to remove these malicious and junk files and these foreign IP addresses. Those have been connected with your network. Okay? Now once you get to see your screen, just do let me know.
Now the screen is blank.
Okay, the screen gone blank. Right. Now, may I know that what are the activities you do on your whole internet network? Why these hackers are targeting you to get into your devices and doing some unusual things on it? What are the activities you do on the internet?
I don't do anything unusual on my internet.
No, not unusual I'm talking about. I'm asking you that what are the activities you do on the internet? Why these people are targeting you to get into your devices and doing some unusual things on it? Because you see that they have got all the banking information, all the personal details of yours, and they are keep trying to compromise into your personal information. Okay? Now, that is the reason why we need to go ahead and we need to block all these malicious and junk files. Those have been connected with your network. All right? So just allow me some moment. Let me put the security on from our internet server. So just allow me some moment. Okay? Now once you get to see anything changes on your screen, just do let me know.
Well, it's just been into, it's blank again.
All right, it's getting blank at the moment, so just allow me some moment so that we can able to put the security. Now, in the meantime, may I ask you that the mobile phone that you are using at the moment, like Android mobile phone or is just a keypad phone that you are using?
It's an Android.
Android phone, all right. Now, the thing is that it's not about only your, it's not about only your, computer. I'm talking about the whole internet connection because your internet connection is connected with the same internet IP address of yours. All right. So we need to go ahead and we need to block all these IP addresses and the malicious files from your internet connections. Okay. So just allow me some moment. Let me go ahead and put the security. So it will take some time, but we want your cooperation.
I still don't know who you are.
You still don't know who am I?
That you're Peter from where?
I'm from the National Crime Agency. We deal with all the fraudulent activities and transactions, whatever is happening in whole over the country. We deal with it.
Well, I want to hang up now and get my, we'll get in touch with my son and get him to ring you. What is your surname, Peter?
Yeah, my name is Peter Wilson. But before we go ahead, we need to put the security on your whole internet.
I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it without speaking to someone else. So I'm sorry.
Like
people are just going to. I'm sorry. I have to give up.
You don't have to do anything over here. We just need some of your time so that we can able to put the security on your internet connection. Right? Because
I'm sorry. I can't do it. Goodbye.
Like, did I ask you any of your personal information, ma'am? Hello?
Hello? What?
Yeah, did I ask you any of your personal information? Then why you are getting suspicious about it? You see that there are people...
Because I have had, over the years, many crank telephone calls telling me all sorts of things that aren't true, and I don't know whether you are genuine. So if I can't get someone in my family to ring you, I'm sorry, I don't want to speak anymore. I'm sorry.
I can prove myself. You just need some time that you see that where you are connected to. We are not asking you any of your personal information. I know that there are lots of people can be calls you up and pretending that they are from this department or something like that. But you see that where you are connected to. You are connected to the National Crime Agency. And it is not safe and secure whatever the things you do on the internet at this moment.
Could you tell me your phone number, please?
Yes, I can prove myself. You can note down our head office number. It's 0240.
Yes.
170.
Yes.
332.
Would you spell your surname?
It's Watson, W-A-T-S-O-N.
Oh, Watson.
Watson.
Okay.
Yes.
Look, I don't want to speak anymore, Peter. I am distressed. I will ask my son to give you a ring. I don't want to speak.
You can do that. But can you just allow me 5 to 10 minutes to provide you the security?
No.
I
cannot do this anymore. I'm sorry. I'm just not speaking anymore. Goodbye.
Like, tell me that what are the details I have asked to you? Hello? Hello? Hello?